Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bruce Boeckler. Batting second, the second baseman, Mike Phillips. Batting third, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Leo Foster. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, Rick Monday. Batting second, the left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third, the third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh, the catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Bruce Boeckler is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Boeckler bunts towards first. Monday settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. John Milner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Milner takes first base on ball four. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kingman hits a line drive into left field. Cardenal picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cardenal. Milner goes all the way around to score. Kingman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Monday. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Phillips applying the tag. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Boeckler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Madlock takes first base on ball four. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Foster. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Foster steals second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Seaver strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-1 in the game. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wallace hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. 1 out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wallace. Milner reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kingman strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milner scores. Cranepool moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Mets. Leo Foster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. Pete Locock pinch hits for Steve Renko. Pete Locock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Locock strikes out. 1 out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monday for the out. Kelleher moves to second. 2 outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Krukow now pitching. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-2 in the game. Boisclair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wallace. Boisclair reaches second base with a double. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. Boisclair moves to third. 1 out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Milner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Milner reaches second base with a double. Boisclair scores. It's 5-0, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Madlock moves to third. 1 out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Wallace is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallace takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Madlock scores. Wallace moves to second. It's 5-1, Mets. Champ Summers pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Summers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rob Sparing now playing shortstop. John Stearns batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stearns is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Foster trying to get to third. Wallace throws the ball into Madlock, who tags Foster for the out. 2 outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Tabb pinch hits for Mike Krukow. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tabb is called out on strikes. 1 out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Mets. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Cardinal. The throw from Stearns and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cardinal scores. It's 5-3, Mets. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Stone now pitching. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boisclair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Boisclair hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Milner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Milner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a line drive towards third. Madlock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo strikes out. 1 out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Stearns is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stearns hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Beitner pinch hits for Paul Ruschel. Larry Beitner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beitner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Munday is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Munday hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Beitner moves to third. Rick Baldwin now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Biedner tags and scores. One out. It's 5-4, Mets. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Madlock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Biedner now playing right field. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Rick Baldwin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baldwin strikes out. 1 out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Boisclair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Boisclair strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-4 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milner is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wallace is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wallace takes first base on ball 4. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Trillo bunts towards first. Crane Poole scoops it up and throws to first, with Phillips covering, for the out. Wallace moves to second. 1 out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher strikes out. 2 outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kingman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Kingman moves to second. 1 out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stearns is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stearns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kingman scores. Stearns moves to second. It's 6-4, Mets. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stearns scores. Foster moves to third. It's 7-4, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Harrelson is walked intentionally. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 8-4, Mets. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lockwood takes first base on ball 4. Darold Knowles now pitching. Lee Mozzilli pinch hits for Bruce Boisclair. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-4, Mets. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Leon Brown pinch hits for John Milner. Leon Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli now playing left field. Leon Brown now playing center field. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Monday is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Biotner moves to third. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Biotner scores. 2 outs. It's 11-5, Mets. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.